Oh, I think it's probably the same everywhere around the world. It is very sad, you know, what's going on in the world. It's hard to put it all into words, but we're all kind of pretty much locked up at home. I think this is my seventh week at home, and which in some respect I'm glad I'm at home with family and we're all healthy, but there's a lot of people out there that are very sick, and I'm praying for everybody and praying that we can find a cure soon, because it's frightening. It's very, very, I suppose, upsetting, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that we'll get back to normal soon. But thanks to everybody out there that's working the front lines and medical staff and you name it. But for me, I suppose I'm on the farm and I get to go out and enjoy a bit of fresh air, and they have plenty of work for me at home, you know.
So if you're at home, that means you're around the cows. For those who don't know, your family runs a pretty large size Holstein dairy farm. And how many cows do you have?
We have probably in American style, it's probably a small farm, but we have about 130 cows. We bought in a few more calves, so we've maybe about 145 calves at the moment. And I actually reared a whole lot of them this year myself. While my dad and my brother are milking cows, me and my mom look after the calves. But I live in about 185 acres here at home in Dundee. And, you know, it's hard work. Farm life is 24/7, calves and cows at night, even though I don't, but I always have to help, you know.
So how many of those cows do you milk on a daily basis, and how many times a day?
We milk twice a day. So what I normally do is I start off, we have 18 cubicles at either side. It's a herring bowl milking parlor we have. So we milk the first 18. And then once I throw on the clusters with my brother, I run down to feed the calves. And then by the time I get back up, I help out with the rest of the milking. So we milk morning at about 7 in the morning and again at about 5 o'clock in the evening. They're all out now in grass. The calves, we left them out in grass for the first time about 3 weeks ago, and they just went ape. They just ran everywhere. They broke through fencing wires. They went mad. So it was nice to see them out in happy grass, you know. But the weather is good, which is kind of makes it all the better here at the moment. But for me, during these difficult times, just to get out and enjoy fresh air and to have that is really, really precious to me, because some people, you know, they're stuck in their houses and they can only, I suppose, go down the road and walk. At least, you know, I have that and I'm healthy and I can't complain, you know.
If I'm wrong, you're getting ready to go milk again, right?
Yeah, in about 5 o'clock, another couple of hours, we'll be bringing them in. We left out the bull this morning. My God, he was a big, big Angus bull looking at me.
Hey, Mags, I was going to talk to you a little bit about your newly released single, On a Clear Blue Morning. That was something that Dolly Parton had written, and I've seen your music video. You know, did you film that on your farm there in Ireland?
Yes, that's filmed here in Ireland. That's on my farm. And it was a song she wrote back in 1977. And, you know, I got permissions, you know, to release it when I was talking to her management. And they were, I think, surprised that I picked that song. But it's a song that I really felt, you know, that I might be able to redo and maybe re-release it. And, you know, they're delighted with it, and I was delighted with it, and delighted I was able to put my own part of my life in the video, you know, so nice.
It was an awesome video, but I was going to ask you, how many wardrobe changes did you have in that? Because I was looking at your Facebook question, and I was trying to count along. I had 6, am I right?
Yeah, because one person said, because I put the cardigan on at the very end, I was like, yeah, you got me there. Yeah, you're right, it's 6 different outfits, and I walk behind the tractor and the video guy goes, is this what you're going to do, Max? We're going to make you into something beautiful. I was like, are you not saying I'm beautiful at the moment? And he's like, no, you're in cow gear. And I was like, okay.
Well, speaking of beautiful, we think you're beautiful. And you live in a beautiful part of Ireland, County Cork. And, of course, you don't live very far from Cork. Do you get into Cork very often? I love Spike Island. I've never been there. Spike Island is one of the places I really want to go. I'm kind of a history buff, so that kind of intrigues me.
Oh, wow. Well, Spike Island's become probably one of the biggest tourist attraction in Europe. It's very high in Europe at the moment, and it's amazing down there. You get to go see Cove is not too far, where the Titanic actually docked before it set sail. So Cove and the Titanic is down there, and you just get on a boat and go back across the Spike. So, yeah, I live about maybe 45, 50 minutes in Spike Island. From Cork City, I live about 20 minutes at the other side. You know, I'm across the other side of the city. But I live in the country, just outside Blarney, where you kiss the stone. I live about 20 minutes from Blarney. And it's nice. You know, I don't get into the city very often, but especially if a tractor breaks down, I'm the gopher in the house, you know. It's amazing.
Now, I've kissed the stone before, and I didn't lose my glasses. And those people who have kissed the stone know what I'm talking about. That, like I said, that is a beautiful, beautiful part of Ireland. And obviously, you've lived there for a while. But the video that you shot for this new song, I'm going to assume you were more toward the coast.
Yeah, I'm down kind of Cork, down towards the south of Ireland. Yeah, I'd be more towards the coast. And very near the coast. So, but again, I'm not too far from Cork City. You know, the coast, Ireland's very small. We're kind of a little island. And because I know, Michael, you've been there before. I think you've been to Ireland. You've got family over here. So, as you know, Mass is very small here, our country. So, you could drag it into a car, go 2 hours one way, an hour another hour another way, and you're going to hit the sea either way. You know, so.
Now, Mags, that's not true, because on your roads, you can't go that fast. Now, I know the roads have improved since I've been there, but you can't go that fast in Ireland.
No, you're right. You can't go very fast, and the road signs are probably all wrong, so go by your GPS.
Hey, Mags, I was kind of wondering, how has life changed there in Ireland since this whole thing got going? You said that you've been in the house for about 7 weeks now. Have businesses closed down over there? And is there any indication as to when things might be reopening?
No, right now, business have closed down. There's a lot of business. I wonder if they're ever going to reopen up, to be honest, you know, small businesses. My sister is working from home. My brother, they're all working from home. And like my other two brothers have real jobs, not farm, like they have other jobs that they work at. So they're all working from home. So right now in Ireland, everything is pretty much kind of, except for essential, like the milkman will collect the milk and the rubbish people, you know, the essential work that like, shops are open for essential. So if your first pipe breaks down at home, you can go in and they'll drop a new pipe outside the door, you know. But agriculture is still going here at the moment. But things are, I think, probably the same in every other part of the world as well. Where they haven't told us when. They say May the 5th. Possibly they might think of reopening. But to be honest with you, they had given a previous date. And then they extended, so there's possibility there's talks of it being extended again. But I don't know. I don't think any of us really know what's going to happen here. I think what they're trying to do is to slow the spread of the virus here. But it's every night, you know, you turn on the news, it's not good news, I can tell you here. It's just very sad kind of down times. And there's a lot of people getting sick and, I don't know, but the businesses are getting really hurt. And people, I think, are, you know, I think anyone in apartments and stuff are finding it hard here because they can't get out. And if they can only go 2 kilometers from your house, there's a rule here in Ireland that you can only go 2 kilometers. And if you go beyond that without a reason, the police can fine you. And they can actually put you in prison. But people here are pretty good about staying at home, I think. Well, I suppose we don't have a choice, do we? You
know? So we really don't, and we've been exercising that probably not as well as you have, quite honestly, in the States.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got a question for you, and it's kind of a weird question in this time that we're talking about here, but what's going to happen first, me being in Ireland and seeing you, or you being back in the States and seeing me?
Oh, well, I'd love to get to see, as you know, I've been waiting a while before this pandemic to actually get to America. So, like, I'm still, you know, struggling in that regard, and I want to get back to America, and I want to see y'all. But either way, we're going to see each other, because you, me, and your listeners, we're all going to get through this together, and I will be back in Mexico, Missouri, and giving you all a big hug. And that I'm very positive about.
We can't wait for that, Mags. You know, and it was it brightens my day whenever I get to see your music videos and hear you sing at home whenever we're stuck there. I've been sharing it with my kids and my family. They love it. All of our listeners love it here at the radio station. And, you know, I want to wish you the best. Michael?
You know, I've got one last thing to say, Mags. If you get into Cork Harbor, you know, I've seen those chests, and I know how skinny and small you are. You could probably stow away and get, you know, it's just a, you know, 3-4 days ride, I think, on an ocean liner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, are you saying I could swim? Is it, Michael?
No comment.
Hey, Mags, I want to thank you.
All right. Is that what Michael suggested? Because the line was breaking that I should swim. Is this across the ocean?
She wants to know if you were suggesting she should swim.
Hey, oh no, not swim. I said put yourself in a chest. Get on a boat. You know those boats come over here all the time.
Oh, get on a boat. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stow away.
Yeah. Oh, I wish someone could put me on a boat now and I get to America. I'd be like arriving there. And I'd be wild to get to Mexico, Missouri after that. I might have to hitch the ride, you know.
We would be willing to come and pick you up for sure. But listen, Mags, I want to thank you for your time this morning. Very gracious to give us a call, and glad to hear that you're doing good and your family's doing good, and continued good health to you.
And just before I go, to Michael, Matt, and everyone at the radio station and all your listeners, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so, so much for always supporting me, for always playing my music. I really do and truly love you, and love to all your listeners who write to me. I am just forever grateful, and I can't wait to get back and give you all a big hug, okay?